It's 8:37 on this Wednesday, the 13th day of April. Glad you are here. So it's not like my official declaration carries weight, but I have referred to this as the education election, meaning that once we get to November, there will be a good amount of voting power, of ideological heft given to people with regard to their attitudes about elections and the spectacles that we've seen at school boards and the movements that we have seen to racialize and gender radicalize the education of our children. Well, there are some elections that are quite obviously education elections. Those are school board elections, which are all over the place coming in just a few weeks. Into Frisco, place 3, Stephanie Elod is running. Welcome, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm well, Mark. Thank you.
It is great to have you. Now, there's been so much talk about CRT and so much talk about gender, and we're going to get to all that. So much talk about the books on the shelves. But let me just broadly ask you, as I always ask everybody for just about every race, what was it that made you think, I need to run for this?
Well, it was about a year ago when I went to a board meeting and saw the board president at the time address the crowd by saying that this was our meeting, meaning theirs and not ours. And I thought that the meetings were for the community, actually. And the way he said it was just very arrogant and condescending. And I realized that's how they think of parents, as a nuisance and an annoyance in a lot of cases. And so it really just didn't sit right. So I said something at the time. I said, actually, I think it's our meeting. And I think it's disrespectful to folks who've been sitting here for hours to speak, to address them in that manner. So that kind of started me, you know, to think that we needed some change in our school board. Because quite honestly, before that, I figured, you know, Frisco ISD seems to be doing pretty well, has a good reputation, you know, they probably know what they're doing. And as I dug into it more and more and started to learn about some of the things that you mentioned, the critical race theory, the gender of the books, I just realized that, you know, there's a lack of leadership in this district and there's a lack of accountability.
So why do you think all this pesky parental input was so grating to them?
Well, because I think that, you know, some parents were starting to speak up slowly, and then now, you know, the volume and the pace is kind of picking up, and just they weren't going along with everything that the district wanted to do. And, you know, they had opinions and thoughts. It started with the mask, really, with parents saying, you know, can you please make the mask optional? I don't want my kids to be masked for 7 hours a day. It's enough already, because at that point, you know, the kids had been in masks since September, and it was now April. So there was a lot of parents actually at that particular board meeting sharing concerns about the masks. And so, you know, there was some tension in the room, you know, but people are talking about their kids. I think you have to understand that when people are talking about their kids, their emotions might be a little heightened, and they might be a little upset. You know, no one was out of line, you know, in my opinion. And there have been some times where there's been some parents who did, you know, maybe get overly upset and had a little bit of trouble managing that. But the Frisco police are always there, handled it. It was never anything where I thought, oh my gosh, you know, this parent needs to be investigated by the FBI or anything like that. It was never anything like that. It was always able to be managed in the room.
And yet, across the nation, with Attorney General Merrick Garland leading the way with that pernicious, infamous memo, people who get a little edgewise at school board meetings are now domestic terrorists. So this is what we're up against. But Frisco, really? I mean, what kind of pushback was that? Stephanie Elod is here running for Frisco Place 3 on the school board. Okay, let's talk about books. What is your take, your snapshot, as you've become aware, of what kind of things are either on the shelves at libraries and schools or in the actual curricula that are just stone-cold inappropriate?
Well, I haven't seen any examples of pornographic books in the curriculum that I have seen. Mm-hmm. But in the libraries, definitely. And it actually kind of boiled over on social media a little over a week ago. There was someone who posted pictures of two books and some pretty graphic, they were actually graphic novels, so they sort of looked like comic book type things, but it was, you know, basically pictures of graphic sex acts. And they posted them on Facebook. In fact, Facebook took a few of them down because it violated their community standards, which was kind of ironic considering that these are in our library. So one of the books, right? Exactly.
Kind of makes so the point, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Pretty much did, yeah. So one of the books was in several high schools, and then another one was in several middle schools and an elementary school. So, and it was, you know, about kind of teenagers having sex. And again, there were these graphic pictures. I saw the pictures and I was really quite shocked. I wouldn't have, you know, thought that something like that was in the libraries. And this issue of the book has, you know, this isn't new. This came up about 6 months ago. Some parents started coming to board meetings and other community members and expressing concerns about particular books. And then Jared Patterson started talking about it, you know, earlier this year and expressing some concerns about the book. So it just seemed like there's nothing that's been done in Frisco ISD other than, you know, just we have a process, follow the process. So, you know, the process takes 30 days or can take 30 days to get a book off the shelf. I think when you're talking about pornography, that is way too long. But, you know, interestingly, when these images were shared on Facebook, the books got pulled immediately. And so I kind of, I'll be honest, I sort of stepped back. I didn't comment at first. I thought, you know what, I just want to see how this plays out. I don't want to jump in and, you know, I am a candidate. I don't want to jump in and get in the middle of this. I just want to watch uh-huh. and see what happens, uh-huh. right? So the district responded by just saying, oh, you know, we pulled the two books and we have thousands of books and you can't expect us to, you know, know what's in all the books. So, you know, if you have more books, let us know. And I thought, well, that's kind of a weak response. So I ended up, you know, sharing a response that I felt like would have been more appropriate, which was, you know, dear parents, we are sorry that this happened. We're going to do an audit to make sure that there's no other similar books in our libraries, and we're going to fix this. I mean, I said a little more than that, but that's essentially it. And I just released that yesterday, mm-hmm. you know, because I come from a corporate background where, you know, things happen, right? I would not say that people intentionally put these books in there. I don't know if they did or they didn't. We get a lot of different answers on how the books get in there. We hear they come from the bundlers. We hear they're hand selected by the librarians. We hear a lot of different things. So I don't know. And I do think that we're owed some straight answers on that for sure, because we need to know, you know, the superintendent said the board was responsible. I think he probably meant for the policy. I don't know. But it's their job to get it out.
Well, there you are. There's no mind reading that you're totally right. There's no mind reading necessary here. Find me 100 inappropriate right. books. Some percentage of them may have been through some sinister process. Hey, let's put this in here. I think far more often bundlers, you know, send books en masse to schools and school librarians. Maybe when you're just freshly starting a school, it's like, oh, we need 50,000 books and we need them yesterday. Ah, here's some books. Great. And maybe they're just inattentive. Either way, what is needed is a thorough rodeo, a thorough patrol through the shelves to find things like, and the stuff that you sent to us was one graphic novel called yep. Blue is the Warmest Color, another one called The Breakaways, which is just, it's basically comic books of people having sex. Now, is that all that's in there? Of course not. But that's a page or two or three in these coming of age tales. Hey, whatever. It's a free country. People get to make this stuff. The question is, should it be on a school library shelf?
Exactly. And then since then, there's been more that have been found and have been posted on Facebook again.
Okay.
So if you win,
what needs to happen to where this is not? I mean, how in the world is this controversial? How in the world is there not unanimous agreement that this kind of garbage should not be on a school library shelf? So if you should win, what happens?
Well, I don't know how it's controversial. I've heard that, you know, that the parents are upset about this. They're attacking librarians. I don't think it's about librarians. Mm. I've heard that, you know, folks are attacking teachers. I haven't seen that. You know, my opponent has made comments such as, you know, people who want to ban books should try to read them instead. And I don't think anyone's trying to ban books. I've been called a book burner. I don't want to burn any books. I just don't want my fifth grader to have access to pornographic materials in her school library. Okay. And I don't think that that's unreasonable.
Okay, who said this about you? Would this be Mr. Pascal?
Well, he didn't say it specifically about me at the time, aware, but he said that, you know, people shouldn't. He made a comment that was something like people who try to burn books should read them instead.
Well,
and I thought that's just condescending to parents who have concerns about sex acts being displayed in school libraries.
Yeah, Mr. Pascal has a call from us to be on the show. Because here you are, Stephanie. We had Mr. Soto on yesterday. The Morning News has endorsed Mr. Pascal in part because he seems to be comfortingly not as consumed by stuff like this as you and Mr. Soto are. This and critical race theory. Let's do 60 seconds on CRT and call it a day. What's your assessment of how pernicious this is? Is it a big problem now, or are we just trying to keep it from becoming a problem? What's your 60 seconds on CRT?
Well, I think it's a problem. I don't think that it's in every, you know, I think there's a lot of schools that don't have this stuff come in, and there's some that do. But, you know, one of the board's priorities talks about social justice and equity. So that's CRT right there. That's the school board's priority listed on their website.
Correct.
You have an issue there.
That's it.
So, and when that's part of your priorities, then you're going to allow these things. We know that they've hired consultants to train teachers who are, you know, CRT proponents and who, you know, are pro-CRT. And then we start to see things like the middle school pilot in our middle schools eliminating differentiated learning in the name of equity, which I think hurts both advanced learners and on-level learners.
Of course it does. And the story out of San Diego gaining traction, where an entire high school did away with the advanced placement classes, honors classes, all sacrificing these things on the pernicious altar of equity. Stephanie Elad, ELAD, right, is running for Frisco Place 3 in the school board. A website, I want to make sure I get this right, is Stephanie with a PH, Stephanie 4, the number 4, FISD.com, correct?
Yes, and folks can go there, sign up for my mailing list, make a donation, volunteer, all kinds of things right at that website.
Much appreciate your time, Stephanie. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. God bless. Stephanie Elad, 849. And my whole